Here's my version of inspect. You notice the first thing that I do is I take the pointer to the object and I cast it to a character pointer. Now, I'm making an unsigned for a reason. You may have discovered that it's not printing out the way you want to, and this is more fully explained. Well, actually, it was explained earlier in this chapter, wasn't it? Where we talked about you should make things unsigned when you're printing out byte values. That's just a good practice to do that, especially if you're printing them in hexadecimal. Anyway, I'm making it an unsigned pointer to character, and I'm making it const as well because I'm not going to be changing anything. It's always good to use const when it applies. Good practice. So the loop will just go through the number of bytes from 0 through however many bytes, not inclusive, of course. And all I will do is print out the contents at that address. Now, how do I do that? Well, there's more than one way to do that. I just chose to do it with array notation. Remember, if P is pointing at the beginning of your object, and P is a character pointer, then P sub 0 will be that first character. P sub 1 will be the next one. It's equivalent to saying star of the quantity P plus I. Now, I could have done it another way. I could have just had a pointer that I initialize to the first byte in the object and then just increment that pointer. That would have been fine. But the reason I don't do that is because I'm printing out the byte number, which is basically the index into the character array. What character array? Well, remember, I'm interpreting the object as an array of characters, an array of bytes. So this works just fine. It prints out the number of the byte and the contents at that offset in that array of bytes.